It's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning. It's Thursday, December 30th, just one day before you get to sit down and make your New Year's resolution. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Our call-in line is 844-769-2944 for those of you who feel motivated this morning to call up and chat with me here on the radio and online and wherever we happen to be beaming across the world on Galaxy 19. Hey, don't worry. When you call up, you're talking to me, not the audience. The audience will hear what you're saying, but at least it gives you a chance to get your diatribe out and convert it instead of a monologue. In other words, you thinking it in your head to a dialogue, you thinking out loud and talking to me about it. It's always a good thing because there may be some stuff you just want to get off your chest. Might have been something you want to vent about, a news story we might have talked about. The Power Mall is still taking orders, even up to the end of the year. That's right. You get 10% off all of the Strauss Naturals products, 10% off the Vitamir products, Good Health Naturally products are all 10% off this week. Got all the end of the year sales going on. Got a flash sale on the Victory for Sale State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack. We've had him on the show. 20% off that. And for those of you who wanted a copy of the real Anthony Fauci, the real behind-the-scenes story of Anthony Mangala, as I like to call him, Dr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book is now available at the Power Mall for 10% off. And you can buy two, get one half off on OptiVita products, and you can mix and match them. Doesn't have to be three of the same thing. Be sure when you call the Power Mall to ask for a free pack and a sample of the Complete Essentials 30-pack by OptiVita, which you can get by request when you place your order. We have 10% off the North American Herb and Spice products as well. We're talking specifically about Orega O's gummies and O2 Rega. Both have the P73 oregano oil in them. So that's just going to keep you healthy. Tranquil, we got the buy one, get one still going on while supplies last. Some interesting news making headlines today. We don't want to freak you out, but there is some extensive reporting going on, according to Mercola. And he's saying, according to President Biden, a winter of deaths awaits anyone who rejects the experimental COVID jab. If we're to go by the actual science and the data, the warning that Biden issued should have gone out to the vaccinated, because everything points to the double and triple jabbed at being at the increased risk for infection, especially with this, oh my God, variant out. One reason for this is because the COVID jab reprograms your innate and adaptive immune systems and basically depletes them. So you get all these jabs, and guess what it's doing? It's depleting your immune system completely. Data also show that the more heavily vaccinated the population is, the higher the rate of outbreaks and cases get. I point to yesterday's news about 86 cruise ships now under some sort of quarantine while they're being investigated by the CDC for major outbreaks on board each one of those vessels. And here, all these people wanted to go on a cruise, and it doesn't matter. Hey, all you got to do is go get a jab when you go on a cruise. How about that? Yeah, and your immune system is weakened. Some of you may die after you get it because some people are very hypersensitive to the junk that's in there. In fact, there's several undeclared components inside that jab, which I describe simply as nanotechnology. You heard Clay Clark's little audio clip, and if you didn't, you can go to thepowerhour.com and click on the rebroadcast and listen to Klaus Schwab, who is one of the masterminds behind all this garbage, saying that we are going to change you. Das ist gut, right? Hogan, 30 days in the cooler. Shut up, Clink. My little Hogan's heroes there. I mean, if they're going to put you in vaccination prison, you know, you might as well have a little Nazi fun with that, right? Because that's exactly what this is. This is not a Nazi joke. These people want to control you by giving you experimental gene transfers and change your DNA with modified RNA. And here's the thing. You remember this New York bill, A416? It was introduced that it would give the governor so much overreach. That's all we need is to give Governor Kathy Hochul, the Wicked Witch of the East, more power than she's already got wearing that little vax thing she wears around her neck like a badge of honor. I wonder if she really got the jab or if she got a placebo and knows, Governor Hochul, we need to reduce the population of New York. It's too overpopulated. You need to be involved in this. You need to go along with the game plan. Otherwise, you could suffer an unexplained death. So take the jab. Let everybody know you've been vaccinated. Just shut up about it. And let this gene transfer injection do its job. And stop bragging. That way, nobody will suspect you're behind it. But this New York bill, and of course the New York Senate is just beside themselves, thinking that they would just incarcerate detainees in a medical facility or other appropriate facility, according to the words, a medical prison camp for up to 60 days, although a court could extend the detention in 90-day increments indefinitely. And if you don't believe that such as life exists, it does in Australia. On this particular link that we're going to provide you, when you go on and you get the Power Hour, you go to thepowerhour.com to listen, you'll see the unvaxxed may soon be shipped to quarantine camps. There is a video on the Mercola website of a woman who actually was detained and incarcerated in Howard Springs for 14 days, and she explains how moronic it all is. And she tested negative for COVID the whole time she was there. It's craziness at its best, folks. We've also included a copy of Public Law 107-296 for you to review. So somebody's taking me up on my offer to talk this morning, engage in a little social intercourse. Chance in West Virginia, how are you, sir?
How are you, Dave? Dave, I just had a call and commend you for the fine job you're doing on the radio. I look forward to listening to you every day, not only for your information, but also for your sense of humor, because you have to throw a couple of jokes in here somehow, because things are so stressful. Not only are the dum-dums lining up to get jabbed, but good-hearted, well-meaning people are also lining up, and that's the sad part. And we all need an outlet because it weighs on our minds that good-hearted people are lining up too, and it breaks your heart. You don't know what to say to them. It's a very uncomfortable situation. I'm sure most of your listeners are going through that too. But Dave, the reason I called is I have to commend you for the job. I look forward to your show every day. Like I said, not only is it informative, but it's a stress releaser, too. And I just called and I wanted to thank you for that, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that, Chance. You are a dedicated listener, and I certainly appreciate that, because you are one of the smarter people in America because you listen to the show, and I know you want to stay informed, and that's a good thing. And I appreciate it. I'm not sitting here patting myself on the back. I have a job to do, and that's to keep you and the rest of America who is listening informed as to what's going on, despite my rhetoric and my commentary. So is there a New Year's resolution somewhere in the back of your mind?
Well, not really. 2022 is going to be a horrible year. I see it coming. They're not going to let up on this. They're not going to let they've invested so much. They're not going to stop. So I foresee horrible things down the road. But nevertheless, Dave, I had a call just to give you moral support, because I know for yourself there's times that this must drive you crazy too, but yet you persevere, and that's admirable. And I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing, Dave, and God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. All right, there you go. Chance has spoken. This is a good thing. He thinks 22 is going to be a little bit of a bummer. You know, I just wonder about whether or not, and see, here's the thing. Fauci, you know, the Lord patron saint of Wuhan, He gets on the microphone, because you shove a microphone in front of that man, and he is going to talk. And he's sitting there, well, maybe we should have a vaccine mandate if you want to get on a domestic flight. And you're going, oh, that's not a good thing, because all these unvaccinated people are still using the airlines. And if you force them to take a jab just to fly, a very minute percentage are going to do it. They're not that hard up. They got a car. They can drive if it's a short hop. And they may just want to go on a little scenic road trip, despite, you know, the possibility that there might be a roadblock or something there where they will ask them a bunch of questions. I seriously doubt in the southern states you're going to see a lot of that. I haven't seen it. And, of course, after he opens his mouth and he says it, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, the witch, she walks it backwards and says, nah, I seriously doubt that we're going to do that. Well, after the first of the year, and here's the speculation I've been hearing in some of my back channels, is that after the first of the year, they don't want to ruin everybody's holidays, so they're going to wait till after the first of the year to start this nonsense up again. And I'm like, if you do this, you're going to kill the airline industry overnight, because all those 30% of the pilots that don't want to get the jab are going to walk. And it's not only is half your flight personnel going to walk, and that's your pilots, the people that you depend on to take that big thing and get it off the ground and land it somewhere else for money that your airline needs to survive. But now you're placing all of these people in a decision-making process where they got to decide how bad they want to fly. And so you're literally going to kill half of your business. And I mean, you'll see airlines crashing before their planes even leave the ground. And I'm talking about financially here. They're going to be in real serious trouble. American already went through it. And I would hate to see Southwest go through it. And I really like flying Southwest. But here's the thing. When you have people like Delta Karen flying around, you want to talk about a domestic terrorist. I mean, it's really fun. I don't know if you read the latest news, but apparently Patricia Cornwall, who was arrested after she was caught video slapping a passenger, and apparently from what the looks are here, she's actually punching this guy in the face and screaming expletives at him. Well, she's had other brushes with the law, including just last month when she tried to fight cops in Florida during an arrest in Santa Rosa Beach on November 10th for crashing her gray Nissan into a tree. And she became belligerent. She wasn't hurt, but she initially refused to exit the vehicle or give him her name. When she finally got out, she started going after the first responders. So then they detained her. Oh, it gets worse than that. Apparently, she was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence and careless driving. And she refused to take the breathalyzer. But she also was previously arrested December 11th of last year in L.A., pleading no contest to having a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or more. She was sentenced to 36 months of summary probation in order to complete 100 hours of community service. And then she had to enroll in a 3-month first offender alcohol and drug education program. And the same month as the arrest, her sister-in-law, Monica Cummings, filed for domestic violence protection order against her, according to court records. And of course, it looks like she also threatened to kill her mother. So, I mean, this thing is crazy. And you're going to let somebody like this. You see, here's where things get really radical, folks, because even though these videos are available online, the New York Post did a really nice job of reporting this, and I just had to put it on there this morning because it's too crazy. Some passengers should not be allowed to fly, and she's one of them. And the thing is now you want to actually implement a vaccine that's going to torture the rest of us? Really? I would think that Mr. Biden and the rest of his cronies would wake up and realize and smell the roses that it's not the unvaccinated they need to be going after. And I just, like I said, I pointed to the 86 cruise lines that I talked about yesterday. We do this because we care. We care about you, the listener. And you should know, too, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial did not take place without incident. From America's Civil War Rising, the nephew of George Floyd, you remember him? He's the guy that, you know, ate all the fentanyl in his car and then obviously there was enough there to kill a horse. Well, his nephew, Cortez Rice, was arrested this last week, and rightly so. And guess where they picked him up? Waukesha, Wisconsin. Yeah, you remember Daryl Brooks plowing his SUV through a Christmas parade? Killing those people and injuring dozens of others? And so here's the thing. During the Rittenhouse trial, George Floyd's nephew, Cortez Rice, threatened the jury if they didn't bring the verdict in he didn't want. In other words, if they didn't render a guilty verdict in the trial, they're going to do something to the jury. And they got him on video saying it. And it's like, okay, you know, see, this is where our justice system needs to stand up and do something about it. And don't let these liberal prosecutors just, you know, incarcerate him and make a revolving door out of it and let him out. Because if he said this, that's making a terroristic threat. And you got to get rid of these prosecutors next year at the polls or have a recall, do something. This is what you can do in your own community to make a difference, is find somebody who's doing a bad job. And I'm not talking about just in your opinion, but in the opinion of hundreds of others. Hold meetings to discuss having a recall election and then do something about it. That's how you change your own community. Because if you change your own community, which is on a very much smaller scale, and you do it at the same time you're changing Congress, which I think the Biden administration is really worried about that, because when you've got millions of Democrats and independents changing sides and voting for Republicans, it's very, very difficult to cheat at an election like that, even if you brought in a couple of million immigrants and you're going to give them Social Security numbers, money, and voter IDs and allow them to vote, even though everybody else that legally entered the country and got their citizenship and did all the right things, well, they have to suffer now because they were made to go all through the stuff these illegal immigrants didn't have to do. That, to me, creates a very giant disparity. I think most of you would agree with it. Now, you remember the guy that invented mRNA, that vaccine, the modified RNA, Dr. Robert Malone? Well, guess what? Epoch Times is reporting that the developer, Dr. Robert Malone, an outspoken critic of COVID-19 mandates and rules, has been suspended by Twitter. He has a Substack page, for those of you that want to go to Substack.com. He had amassed more than 500,000 followers on Twitter, and it was permanently suspended, according to Twitter. And, of course, he said we all knew it would eventually happen that way. And see, over 500,000 followers gone in a blink of an eye, which means now, you know, you're over the target. And my attorney's always told me that, look, if you're over the target, you're going to catch flack. It's just the way it is. You don't drop the big bomb on people and not have a consequence. And so, you know, what matters to him and matters to the people who believe in what he's saying, well, we can't have that if you're the left. And you're the media, and you're controlling social media, and you're all in on it with the government, whether the CIA or whatever, you know. Oh, you're just, hold on. I feel Clint Eastwood coming. Well, you're just a cockamamie domestic terrorist. That's what you are. Oh, thank you so much for that, Clint. I like that word, cockamamie. He used that in one of the movies out there. I think it was in The Line of Fire. He likes that word, cockamamie. So anyway, when you get into a situation like that, what can you do? You have to go to a different network, which is why Dr. Robert Malone is on Substack. So you can follow him there. Ghislaine Maxwell got her just desserts. I know you're probably all jumping up and down when you heard the news of that. There are charges, count one, conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. Count three, conspiracy to transport minors with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. Count four, transportation of a minor with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. Count five, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking of minors. Count six, actual sex trafficking of minors. Jury found her guilty, not guilty on count two, which was enticement of a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. She's probably going to do at least 60 years. We don't know yet whether her attorneys are going to appeal this. I would be surprised if they did. whatever sentence she gets. She just turned 60 while in prison, being held during trial, obviously deemed a flight risk. And she's probably going to spend the rest of her life in prison for this. And rightly so. They found her guilty. Dr. Peter McCullough, who I had the pleasure of meeting when I was in Dallas at Clay Clark's reawakening tour, is saying that these vaccine mandates have to be repealed. These are vaccines are still in research. People cannot be mandated to participate in research. I always love it when people call me and they go, oh, I did the research. And I laugh and I go, you are the research. You don't understand that these vaccine mandates violate the Nuremberg Code. And this is McCullough, who is a cardiologist, epidemiologist, and internist who manages COVID-19 patients with heart-related complications and patients who become ill. He's one of the frontline doctors out there that's saying, look, you can't do this. He notes the CDC and the FDA have yet to publish their first monthly safety report. That as of December 17th, the CDC's VAERS reporting system has reported 20,622 deaths post-vaccination globally and over 983 adverse events. Folks, I'm telling you, that number is being underreported. We've had several doctors saying that. This is a very bad thing for the world, and I believe, in my own heart, as I've talked to a lot of these doctors, this is nefarious, it's suspect, and it smacks of an effort to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world. We can say all we want about what appears to be, but until people start dropping dead of this vaccine en masse, and I'm talking within the next 2 to 5 years, when you start seeing tens of thousands of people a month dropping dead of all the same kinds of things, maybe then America and enough Americans will wake up and do something about it. We'll be back after the break. We'll be talking to Robert Kectalian from Vitamir. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And it's 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Thursday, December 30th. That's right, only one day until we ring in the new year. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour with you. We thank you so much for joining us as you dream up your New Year's resolutions, whatever they may be. But just imagine, you know, being healthy, that would be a very good New Year's resolution, wouldn't it? To just try to stay healthy through all this garbage that's going on right now. Well, imagine you're 44 years old. You had a periodontal disease so bad that your teeth were loose, and I'm talking about the kind of loose where the tooth fairy was involved, and the only thing that your dentist could do was take out your teeth. You know, imagine that, going over that. That would not go over well with you, would it? And so the gentleman we're about to talk to and his wife spent a year researching and developing natural remedies for periodontal disease. That research resulted in a vitamin, mineral, and herb combination that could be used as a mouthwash. And after doing that, with that mouthwash, this gentleman had no sores in his mouth, no bleeding, no bad breath. His teeth tightened up, his gums to the point he could eat anything, including chewing gum, even apples. I'll bet he could even eat corn on the cob. Robert Tektalian, you're back on the air with us here with Vitamir. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
You bet. Well, great. And you're the one that this happened to.
Yes, that's me. That is me. And believe me, that made me to last 24 years to talk about oral health, how important that is for your health. I mean, what else is more important in life than your health? A lot of times I tell people, look, you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have health, you can't eat, you can't drink, you're not healthy, you're dying, what would you do with the money? You got to stay healthy to enjoy your money. So in order to stay healthy, one of the number one things I say, you take care of your mouth will take care of you. Because everything goes in your body through your mouth. And your mouth is a bacteria factory. I mean, our mouth is full of enzymes, and we eat food. We create a lot of bacteria because no matter how much you wash and clean fruits and juice, you know, there is stuff that stays there. We chew. We have pockets. If you have unhealthy gums and you have pockets, food and blood particles stay there. And within 8 hours of sleep or 6 hours of sleep, mouth creates a lot of bacteria. And this is what I've been trying to tell people, that if you don't brush your teeth at least twice a day, in the morning and at night going to bed, you're going to have problems. You already might have problems you don't know. By the time you find out, it's kind of late. Now you become dentist and periodontist patient for life. And I mean for life, because to me, they were playing volleyball with my wallet between my dentist and periodontist. I used to go to one a month and then the other guy next month. So there is no end to it. I can talk all day about oral health, especially for the people who would tell me, well, they brush their teeth maybe once a week or twice a week and that's good enough for them. I just can't believe that, Dave. Can you believe what I'm saying? I hear this.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to kiss anybody that brushes their teeth once a week.
Yeah, can you imagine that? So, yeah, oral health is so important. And lately there's a lot of research being done that oral bacteria that could affect your dementia, Alzheimer's, there's many, many things that can happen. And one of the main important things that I always tell people is 80% of heart disease patients in the world had gum disease before they had heart disease. With gum disease, travels to your bloodstream, to your heart, and finds a spot, eventually it creates heart disease. Now, I'm not a doctor. I was never trained in the medical field. I'm just an ordinary person who suffered through pain and loss of time, energy, and money to get where I am today. And I'm telling you, there is nothing more important for anybody, but your health. You don't have health, you don't have nothing, Dev.
That's right. And we'll see, Robert, you also discovered, obviously, what causes bad breath. And that's the bacteria, right?
The bacteria. Anytime, if you don't brush your teeth, especially if you have pockets in your gums, you don't get the mouthwash using a toothbrush that could really get after the bacteria sitting between your gum and teeth, you will create bacteria that smells. The bacteria always smells. And you just put your hand in front of your mouth and blow on it, you will see you got a bad breath. And especially if your gums are bleeding, now you have a lot more to worry about. So what is the best thing you can do about your health is use great products like Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash, where you can really get a good result by brushing and flossing and cleaning your teeth and your gums, and doing it 2-3 times a day, especially if you have pockets that you want to get after it. You want to get your gums healthy enough so those pockets can shrink. You know, our product is not just for people who have problem. It's for everybody. You don't want to have problem. That means you want to prevent having problems. You got to brush your teeth and clean your teeth. At least once a year, have a chance to see a dentist to make sure that you don't have a problem. Hopefully, you find a good dentist. That's another thing people always ask. Do you know a good dentist to recommend? And I always tell people, ask your friends, neighbors, do you know a good dentist that is a good person first, not just getting you to become a milking cow for them every month, but really taking care of your teeth and giving you good advice. Now, we have a lot of dental offices who carry our product, and they tell their customers that you got to use your good toothpaste and mouthwash, and we recommend Vitamer because the ingredients in Vitamer are very important. They are made for zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil. Anybody today can get on the internet and on Google and read those ingredients, what they do for your oral health. You will understand why our combination of the ingredients works so good that can heal your gums. Well, I shouldn't say words that doctors should say. This product can help you to stay healthy. We guarantee 100% money back, Dev. I told that last time we had a show, if you remember. Anybody who don't like our product, just call and say, sorry, you know, we don't like this product, it doesn't work or whatever, we'll give your money back. We don't have any returns. Maybe once or twice a year we would have something somebody will return because the test. Some people go, of course, everything tests. It has to taste good. It has to taste sweet because they're so used to this sugary toothpaste and good-tasting mouthwashes. But it's not the test we're after. It's the result, what it will do for you.
Sure.
Now, one of the main important things is alcohol in the mouthwash. You know, there was a study done in Australia that mouthwash made with alcohol will give you cancer eventually. The same thing with nicotine. Nicotine is very bad for your oral health. It will dry your mouth. Anything will dry your mouth is not good for you. You want good saliva in your mouth. Your mouth is dry. It's good for bacteria. Bacteria will stick to your gum line. If your mouth is nice and moist, you have good saliva, you constantly swallow it. That means you're swallowing millions of bacteria in your mouth that goes in your digestive system, and your stomach acids kill those bacteria. So when you have a good, healthy mouth, it's constantly moist. Your saliva is very healthy. You keep swallowing it. You keep drinking water, doing mouthwashes and toothpaste. Your mouth is healthy.
Well, I'm sure your dentist told you that too, didn't he?
Oh, my dentist. I don't want to talk about my dentist.
All right. There's got to be an underlying reason for that one.
Well, look, if you know, a lot of dentists are good people, but they go to school. In school, they teach them what they teach, and they say, this is what you have to do. Now, what is good dentist to me, that they improve their knowledge by reading and learning other possibilities versus just cutting, shaving, pulling, and doing operations in your mouth. And that's what happened to me. I told the story last time, if you remember. My dentist told me, my periodontist told me, Robert, if you don't remove all your teeth out of your mouth, you will have no gums and bone structure left to hold your dentures or do implants. But if you remove your teeth now, we can set you a great set of implants. It's only $45,000, and that was 24 years ago.
Of course.
I mean, what do you mean it's only $45,000? Forget the money. What about my health? I want my own teeth if I can keep them. I suggest everybody to make sure if you can keep your original teeth as best as possible, it's the best thing you can do for your health. So, again, it comes down to how many times you brush and clean your teeth. Especially at night before going to sleep, when we close our mouth when we're sleeping, this is the five, six, seven, 8 hours that bacteria has time to multiply, and they multiply very fast.
Right, I'm holding a bottle of the Vitamir. This is the Natural Zinc Plus Herbal Mouthwash, which we use around here, and it also is fortified with zinc and folic acid. But the one thing I notice, it doesn't have fluoride or aspartame in it, and I cannot. For those of you who know what aspartame is, that's NutraSweet. And if you have a condition called phenylketonuria, you're going to have a very tough time, because that's what aspartame, some of these sugar-free gums have aspartame in them, and it just sends me for a tailspin every time I eat that stuff. So I'm always reading the label. This doesn't have any of that in it.
No. As I said, we made this for me. We wanted the best thing I can do for myself. We had no idea that someday this is going to become a business and we're going to be trying to help people all over the world. It was, we were in different business, my wife and I. We're designers. We had floral businesses and convention companies. I was not trained in medical field, but my wife is a health professional, so she was very good at understanding ingredients, and that's how all the research she did, she came up with ingredients that could work for me better. And I started making it and trying trial and error type. By
sure.
Then I perfected the mouthwash what it is today. I was able to, as I said, bite an apple without leaving my teeth in the apple, because that's how I felt. All my teeth were loose. So the mouthwash did the job for me, and it became what it's being sold worldwide today, this mouthwash, because it really helps people. You know, Dave, we don't do a lot of advertising. One of the best channels that did advertising for us is Power Hour, and we are very thankful to Power Hour and their customers, and we appreciate every one of them that using our product, and we guarantee 100% you will benefit. If not, we'll give your money back. But I can tell you that most people who try the product, they know immediately, within 2-3 days' time, that it really works, because it really starts making their mouth feel healthy. And people who don't have problems should do it too. It's for everybody. Everybody has a mouth, must use good product to get their bacteria count in the mouth as less as possible.
Sure. Well, and you should know that the Power Mall is featuring all the Vitamir products, 10% off this week, thepowermall.com. And that includes the natural mouthwash, the herbal mouthwash, and the 16-ounce size I was just talking about, the Zinc Plus toothpaste, the Zinc Plus extra toothpaste with xylitol and CoQ10, the children's toothpaste, which is the 5.4-ounce size, and the here's one here for you, the gelatinized maca capsules, certified organic 60 count. Now, I want to talk about the benefits of maca root for a minute.
Okay.
And I didn't say Macarena, I said maca root. I guess I know you people are thinking New Year's Eve parties, and what do you do at New Year's Eve parties? The Macarena. Well, you may do the Macarena once you get some of this maca root in you. And so, Robert, talk about Macarena. Talk about the maca root and what that's all about.
You know, maca benefits, like, improves the level of sexual desire, increases energy and endurance, nourishes and regulates, helps rejuvenate the endocrine system, fertility enhancement. People who exercise, do a lot of exercise, they need extra energy and they don't want to use steroids. Maca is it. This is pure maca that will give you all the energy, all the extra energy you need to do your exercise. Now, a lot of people will take one or two capsules. If you're, say, 170 to 200 pound guy and you're doing a lot of exercise, or a person, you can take three or four. Now, I am 170 pounds. I take about three capsules a day for my energy level because not only I just work constantly, I also exercise a lot because I want to stay healthy as I can be for a 73-year-old guy. I want to be able
wow.
to enjoy life.
Sure. Well, of course you do. And the thing is that besides it being a superfood, all of the things you've just said as far as supporting sperm function and reproductive function in women and balancing hormone levels, it might help with that. How did you come across this and bring it into the Vitamir line?
You know, that's funny you ask. This is a very interesting story. Yvonne, my wife Yvonne, was doing a lot of research, and that's she does a lot of that. She wanted to find something for menopause at the time. And she had read enough about maca. There is a lot of other products for menopause women use, you know, progesterones and all kind of other stuff, but mostly are chemicals. She was looking something for natural that could help her from alleviate from the hot flashes and headaches and the way women feel. Now, you know, men don't know this, but I know a lot because I'm in the business and I learn a lot from my wife what effects that have. So we were at a convention in Anaheim. We had neighbors, a couple of doctors, PhDs, that were trying to introduce maca to United States. At that time, maca was not very known in United States. So we exchanged toothpaste and mouthwash with them, and they gave us maca. When we came back from the convention the following week, Yvonne was trying to use that. She said to me, you know, this is good for men, too. I said, really? You know, we didn't have a lot of time. You know, you're in a convention, you don't have time. You're constantly trying to get customers and talking business. But now we were home, and she said, look, this is good stuff. It's good for men, too. You will have great energy level. So we both start taking it. I felt it on 3-4 days after that. What a great product was. My level of excitement was great at the time, and I was about 50 years old then. So, and her menopause problems start going away. Her
really?
Nails start getting stronger. Her hair that she was losing stopped losing the hair. I mean, this maca is God's gift to humanity. There was maca before potato. How's that?
No more French fries, right?
Inca warriors in ancient times, the rulers would feed them a lot of maca because they would become very strong and very aggressive for war. But after war, they were said not to be using too much maca because it make them very sexually active. They would rape anything they get their hands on. And after I read that stuff, I said, man, I got to use this stuff. So I've been using maca since 23 years now, since that convention day. And I introduced it to my customers, and here we go. The best. Ask any of your customers, ask people to call you and tell you. They've been using our maca. How they feel about it? They'll tell you. It's great product.
It is. It's just like the that bunnies, that pink bunny you see on TV that just keeps going and going and going. Understand, folks, this stuff has been cultivated, because there's a little bit in my show notes here. It grows wild in Peru, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Argentina, and it's been primarily cultivated in the highlands of the Peruvian Andes. And so this is where this history lesson that Robert just told you about came from. So that's one of the it's an adaptogenic herb is what it's called. And we've had this discussion with Robert Redfern, of course. And this maca root is one such plant that's caffeine-free, plant-based superfood. And so you just heard a real testimonial from a real live person that was involved in getting acquainted with it, has been using it for a long time. So the thing is that, remember, 10% off the certified organic capsules, the 60 count. Now, if you're taking two a day, that means you're going to go through one of these containers in a month, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you might want to stock up on more than one, especially if you have more than one person in the household and you want to give this a whirl. Would you say that the recommended dose is two capsules per day, right?
Yeah, well, average person, average weight, you know, if you're a big person, like you're 200 pound plus, and you work out a lot and so on, you can take three or four capsules. It's up to you. Now, in the powder form, not gelatinous maca, we recommend two scoops, which is about two full teaspoons. But gelatinous maca means there is a process of cooking the certified organic maca in a very low temperature where they get all the starch out of it and turning this into gelatinous maca, which is more powerful. So having it in a capsule form, two capsules equals approximately, say, two teaspoons of powder. So taking gelatinous maca, two capsules or three or four capsules, it's based on the person's ability, how they feel about it. Some people who are, say, they're 120, 130, 140 pounds, they may take only one. Depends each person. You know, it's hard to say. This is a natural thing. There is no such guaranteed points where I can say, oh, for sure, this is so much you take and your muscles will pump up like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's just a natural ingredient, gives you all the energy, and it gives you a lot of good confidence. You feel good. Just general feeling of feeling great. That's what maca does for you.
Wow, that is just incredible. And this is not the first time I've been reading about it, but now that you're going into detail and explaining it, folks, this is education. This is not an infomercial, okay? The reason I'm here interviewing Robert Tektalian about this is not just because we're offering this. It's a nice thing to have guests on the show that actually have products in the Power Mall that you actually can go and buy. And you can actually hear these folks, what they're saying. They got stories they can tell. And I know, Robert, you've got a few stories you can share with us, at least for the remaining 3 minutes that we're here.
Yeah, well, I want to share one story. I was doing another show with some other radio station, and somebody called and said, you know, they use the product, but they use it only twice a week. Maybe he's hearing this new this right now, the same person. And I talked to him personally. He called me after, and I explained to him that, you know, you eat every day, at least 2-3 times a day. You have all kind of different food and bacteria going in your mouth. And you telling me you brush your teeth once a week or twice a week is not good enough. You got to do it at least 2-3 times a day, especially if you have problem. Now, if you don't have any problem, it's great. You know, brush your teeth in the morning, use the mouthwash, and then at night before you go to sleep, which is very important, because you're going to sleep for however many hours, your mouth is closed mostly, and bacteria has a free rein in your mouth to grow fast and do all the damage they can do. So if you use the mouthwash and toothpaste at least twice a day, you will have fantastic results. You stay healthy. You will be a better person. You will feel good. You know, that's what we want. We want to stay healthy. What else is more important than your health? Anyways, he called me back later on, and he said he's using it, and he can see the difference. He's getting great results. Now, those are simple things. You know, I wish I was a doctor and more knowledgeable that I could tell people more things. But I think just the personal stories or the people who benefited or people who did something that can help somebody else, it's word of mouth. I think it's a better way of doing it, and I'm trying to do this for the last 24 years now. And as you can see where we are, we help about hundreds of thousands of people. I don't want to say millions and millions, but we're doing the best we can. And the best advertising we ever got, Dave, is word of mouth. People talk. People tell their neighbors, friends, family members. And one of the best, the best thing ever happened to us was Joyce Riley, rest in peace, who advertised and sold our products to their customers on the show. And as you can see, you're here now, Devin. You can see how many people using our product daily and getting
right.
all the results.
Well, we appreciate that, Robert Tectalian from Vitamair.com. That's the website. But now you buy it from the Power Mall. That's what you do. You go to the Power Mall. .com or you click on the Power Hour link inside, and that'll get you right there, and you place your order for any of the Vitamir products are 10% off this week. Not going to get that kind of a deal anywhere else. Dave Krieger with you, and hey, after the top of the hour break, we're going to talk about how to get rid of critical race theory in your school. Stay with us.
What about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.